in things, you know, that they got to learn. And activities director would possibly know who would be or make a good counselor for boys and girls. This activities director knew people who would, you know, be good people to work with. You know, some of the young ones, what we've been having in the past, you know, boys and girls, you know, when you're that age, you like to go take a walk, you know, things like that. And it seems that the kids wouldn't have somebody taking care of them. And the camp director would possibly suggest some names to be screened by the elders. Sounds like a Coast Guard letter. Strict. As it's directed to the camp director, this instructor, activities instructor, would also call the supervisor for things needed in camp. That was just a proposal. It's not you will do this or you do that. Okay. I talked with Eleanor, and this is what she thought for Simonelic 19. Objectives. All staff elders council shall revise 93 single daily schedule, curriculum and improvement. This is what she wrote. I can write that. To implement younger EFAP generation to be on staff. She's right on that. I see that we've got to have somebody Eleanor's age right here. Maybe four or five of them. Because us elders, we were having our tragedy with kids a couple nights, and really hard for an elder. Moreover, to rewrite the definition in that camp or traditional activities, and she wrote this in Eskimo herself. So I feel that maybe if we have a good activities director, that Sivanail would be real perfect. That's what I thought. Ema Eleanor Tintana Utokoti Lalianik Ikayoktinik Tirumi Tana Piumari Uting Lupi Urik Sangat in the Yang Nasuk Itna Anakami. Kerana tanah kisah berubah jadi kau nak fikir, buat untuk kenaan tanah kita ural sebabnya tanah ini hari tanah yang impact generation ini tak pulangnya tanah staff pun ialah kalau kita nak buat mung area ini lebih kah tamna. Sama panuk besok sah lugu tanah ukur tinggi lugu. We might have someone good, maybe a Deering, maybe Buckland, or you know, some good young person, maybe on 30s. Kamani tanah ukur lali kami ikayok tiksanganik tabruma activities director pekahukta hari yang unaga soal bisumanu. Ukotiki galah of sing tamna elipsik nyu ukotiki galah of sing tamna terhema kanok sibun naga yakto. We could have, we know we have some really good young people in the villages that could be in that staff. Younger in your back.
Counselor for dummy.
Makunak nga, untuk elders ni, untuk that, like Eleanor's age.
Counselor Kutambi, Yijwani, Dabrini, Birukrit, Aglan, Utuk Khanalik, Yito, Rehoting, you know.
Ya, kira, Utuk Khanadami Luding, Utuk Khanadami Luding. Coast Guard, Terubo, Coast Trick, Nunella, Pahoding, Itot. Why don't they send us a boat? Why don't they donate a boat?
Yeah.
Well, Elder Steve Fielding, of course. Okay, you have to send us a boat in Nalut, or send us your donation for us to buy a boat in Nalut.
Okay.
Recess time. 10 to 15 minutes. We'll go to Chicago.
Bursa kuti ma monga kita kuti yang nanti tak kita kuti di kupat tanda
kita ya tuan kita ni keliru kita
upat tanda duplication and storage of videotapes epani school district kutapko ITV kahuting TV ni kuting kenyak tau sana ini surat ini sah sana ni lupa mata.
Tama all locked in dengan cik nak ayam ramahan, siapa?
All locked in dah.
Oh, okay. Kau nak gigi si?
Nalu. Asi video tape lihat tu ni. Dabra khanga pakte munga pirinak to tun itumana galawak tok aglan after few years damat ko pin revok mit ase copy thing after few years copy thing it you need dot na pin rilla khuti sukron re khuti dot na ko git yuga cha tin yuva E papa sabare kanit inyani school district tami bursalu ukhagalo kamnuk maningyik akikagvenin tavrumak nga Dr. Richard Smink damnapduk delakit skut uko video li kangit nyik anek sakuni manik si katihut asi nakik nga olak ni viksek nyap diging Nelly Ward Moore sabak man tavrani tapko suli sabangik igisi makluwit pipman And which mean more did Lugu for 1 week that looks up a katigi put at the matko the raw stock boxes and boxes. We had over 50 boxes. Makogu these are just raw stock it nahuni it kogok natani nami Tamungahundu Kasi Yuva school district mun. It na inoramun igalrilamun ililangre kilusotip luit damane damunga khinyare kaptiu. She was so relieved that they were still there. Ilaktin yegin yaksit ase imma elders conference ta khaga ta kaptelu video tape waktuut utuk khananik nakungin yi galawai tamat ko aglan ubaptik ni nakurut khinyillal khinyat laguptiging ilyat ni nakorip lugu no matter if they're poor quality. Asi datnapi galawakapta ukaksaktu galawakapta maani kapi luik miwut tapko kapi tikshat upan rapak tunenik miwut north slope ko yatiun north slope ko yat kutnun asin sibun nekuta sama agnak Francine Taylor datna siya kirak nesok kapi khuniyu datna siya kirak nesok Ubaguk inyong tasamani kapat pagit ingmik ni kunni nakawin na yaga. And then we thought that if we put a set of all those tapes that the school district made down there, one set of copies down there for safekeeping, and bring back another set for up here until we can put them on CD. CD nun sama CD ROM. Dan na sinyun pini kangapak temunga tutijet kating ilu damat ko kanyak to kanyak to pini kay kumunyak lewit aglan pak mapak ta na simik pichut pinyang pinyuguhuta ukaktaka lok tugut ta na simik and we're going to write a proposal for that kind of machine. Damnova report item Lune it took Imane Ukakpiyara Takapta Akipko Fairbanks Good University Good Apisura Kalokata Ing mangnek matiging tape ko tapeat asin taong ako ta tasok lugit pickup tiging imma pigigibut mani damat ko suli pinre rumenye chomun kapiro lugit siwala rupta proposal lanik it na pigala rupta Aglan Uva Uko Regional Councilet Ing Mictigun Pinikpata Uva Woodley proposal la Sinya Yaktiwut Nakinga Lakata na Manik Sang Nera Tarota Apasutik Sakarupsi Tapununa Kigutik Sakaraloktuma kanu kay ginek bising li anne kha khote uva te puninga kharana ko itko dance night good mako to khonik tut dela kids good to khonik tut bit khik ku menye chivut bit khik ku menye nyap tiging da na preserve ro klui kanyak to lalu cha sing Pisu kutu waki peri pluta tabu ninga report item makak tu.
Ya.
Wan aku beri lakukan yang aku dekjo. Cuma tadi waktu ni sangat jurak tu. Toko jurak tu. Wow. Later John ifsho diru. Ifsho ngaji tu kat kamu. Lokai ni pilih ni tu. Ifsho tespet nak kuna yang ni. Tak pada.
Kini suli, iya.
Ya. Tak kuda tipetan le, ni laksu atau lebih sembuh. Tipetan nak guna yang perlu tuk in three categories. Sembuh jamet kau tipetan yang mesti makap tu for educational. Ilang ita din yung makahibisulit for history. Ahin, ilang itulit ang hamba yung makahibisulit na about our land. Sama pinakuling ulit, awit siya o katang ulit na inilapatulin na kuna yakpal. Maslumunan yung napiunit na ahin yung pagsaksitorot that could be used by the land archipelago. For information, I think educational needs ilagundi ilipatiri ablagunya makol ideally so we record they could use that for educational. That namuhi ilipatiri kapali nilani ilipatiri kawanak lulurabulugus mumatiri nagamnya naka.
Kopsa koti kopsa laglagi tapko. Uva sivun nehota ki uva sivun nehota kisenik inyak siraktugut imma multi-purpose building mik inyak sisuleksutuko e papap koti giplugu consortium library it nasuli ko tigiplu te nyuna chakchi community college ngum si yatagun davruna iglok pangmik inille sikuting library khaktuk samik museum makhaktuk samik meeting gakhavik samik suli and media room mako tv you tapes dot nasik indik sangat nik sabak titu mesa davruminga inille ratang nerupta sama akhalut kut akhalut khasduna maningik pakeiruk suli buruk put dot nasinik dot nasimik sivunnerut mik sabakakti chip yunis Uvaglan, manik say yuta pakma in inilang nerichok taman na sama inilagatakpan nanilikha tapet itot ininikayaktik videotapes and audio tapes they masing sabaktoli tavrani tapalikiro tatna aviktu raglwich identifier lwich Basic putting sutasing tapko that can be borrowed, signed off and borrowed, tapko borrowed laluik suli ilyangik ilingi sivun pit laluik tatna sivun neotivit luik pikavut. Immas ipko tokonik tot nipingit uko tutingit anik nyaksirit. Elipsi ni nyuvo ad nek nyak sirusi. Isimmatisi ta na sivun ne kapsilu ad nek nyak sirut. Uva nanipaya utukhananik inna itna sivun lek tini huting pingit kalokdut aglan apkoli tusarot. Tatna simik arigagi ragigek ubogulli sababu tatna utukhananik utukhanat kangik si khaksuwit simik tasamma pinguk di chikapte. I just want to impress on you the things that you say and the things that you plan are really important. And the plan for that building Kaluk Trust is working on it, and the masuli ukot yipsar fiska tamatko reform kasi kaluk report yip. Anything else? Fairbanks me nala so alakamatap kuninga Dinah and David Frankson tape pangit yik taganit mata Point Hope pamukama Dinah apeksok luhu tapko nala tong nip luwit ilyatni tupi hukta tapko kapek til luwit tenyunga ilik pata kalip saka yaktut Point Hope pangminu nala tong ton Uvogut suli ijid vigilugit pinyayak mibut. It nakama tavrova angiranga tavraguk tatna lapak uvogut pirukrani pirugut it nahuni. Sain naktin na yang deriga inyunga. Aglan king uvengi andek sa kuminyay paluktut tatna pipagi si palukat.
We have to get them back. Maybe we should. No, we have to get them back.
We did. Davru Muna Sama, Katimanak Mewit, Fairbanks Sami, Ufo Ublupuk, Tao Moti Ginari, Tam Nutu. Davru Matoko Mapin, Davru Muna.
Arga, Deku.
tapko atong nang lapay at ang mut tema ay pag let's set program mami ko lang niro to ko tigige ko tigige okay birth of Jenning Pichung not to Sulim. Okay, let's go to number 10. Wait, excuse me. Other. Let's go to other.
Damnova articles of incorporation. Other mun pikaput.
Yeah.
Imma. Hanamun faktaktonga tapkuninga. Mani ni rakaluit. Copy make mongo bringing next to the articles of incorporation.
Wong over. Bigger than more to go to the simagi, many copies to make a lot of
report out to me.
Yeah.
Uva a papa dot na o coating in lap lugu pick up tigu. Uko regional elders in Mikun organization Nagahoting King M. Milkenya Sunga Cutting Aglan Ikayokti Kahoting from our local organization speak for that. That na isumaptigun reponic to sa kaota organization naning ating isumabut atoglugit sibundi gupta kingem middle kenya gota tutkasutigalugu sibundi gayetugut that na isumatigip lugule sule if we have articles of incorporation Burak Putuk Grant Rider Kahuni Avaknga at Laning Manishanik Ikayuti Sangitnik Utukhanat Uma Regional Elders Ikayuti Sangitnik Savot Naksangitnik Inyupet Iliskuset Savot Naksangitnik Tuk Davaknga Manishaktarayakmik Aglan Itnasimik Pit Yuta Pagma. Damnova Kangemya about a month or two ago, 6 weeks ago, Dapkop on page 2, Alfred Wellesloo, Warren Ramesloo, when they're president and vice president, chairman and vice chairman, Big Magnik, Uvangnik Pingachikluit, Devra, initial directors, it napit Yuta, Dema, Director Nik, Nalukanagluit, Pigupsi, Atingit, Iligisirit, Nasin Tapko, Damna Sivulik, David Case, Uvuli Burumi, Lawyer Iplu, Savakatini, Asin Tapko, Iligluit, Incorporators it na ejiputing Tamanna Tima Okotutingat Kanuk Nagunarisip Mugan Ubaptikni Inupeni Apisokto Tigiplugu Nagaka Kanuk Ikayuto Visip Mugan Ilukaptiknun Apisokto Tigikapku Sumit Nagunaktomik to Sangit Yama Isumarungale Adigagip Lugu Dana Ubaptikunle Kuyanagaloktut Nandatkut Kuyanagaloktut Burutkut Kuyanagaloktut Mandiyatkut Ikayoktikitunya Kisit Mibut Ubaptikun Dana Pinyang Nerupta Demasi kinge mira sunga kata sibundi gak sigupta islog nikun isumavut atorluvit pillaluta tan tanna tanitopman lipsignun ilisimat kupulugulu immasuli bylaw sectionit ilipsigun apkusalla pärosi kisenik tapko bylaw sectionit tavari gisivut the four articles of incorporation that na pigalokit aglan bylaw sectionit atandiksutik sangit ilipsigun section by section it na pirarluvit pinik isenik ubangali that na sava pitung nirupsi that na pitkuna yaripsi atotikoktaurusi. Ma tapolu ijagip luit ikpaksak monga tuyok tonga pag mapakaglan tavrova tavari ler luit isumangit yunga tasama aglaki galorup siring isumatigi galorup siring kanuk sibundi lakatarup si nagakha it datirurungit yugut uwaptigorungit yugut it napiguksi tavraptuk tamna it mek nagakha it na incorporatorusi pisukupsi tavraptuk tamna it mek
kokman kengak silat pising Rachel tabrumuna
tamna kuyakin na yan na yan tiki nalang min mako non-profit organization yung ilakon awat kutlu inyo kasiliman maling migay ito ka daw manikat tapos muna ba kayok sa kalawang nakatiw tama na panginak lo pingila doon ito doon non-profit organization yung kalakata ikayok to sa yung nilagap na maningik aglan tamat ko kanan sa gawalak lawit si unik sangat at uwak sangat manibagawalak lawit ang mga kasama manigrap tingnik o takatigil laluta kaya si ati ko tawaduk kalawang masing naman ko na ko yun
yeah
ay siya
ay siya kisit sulite ipiksa kala pa tao rumuna
just a question I guess if you become a non-profit organization and you have Akkaluk Trust Fund as a non-profit organization, as far as funding is concerned, what does that have an impact or effect on the elders' funding source?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It
looks
we
would
be a separate entity from it would be a separate organization.
Yeah, but you're going non-profit to non-profit.
I don't understand your question,
Zach. I mean, would there be an effect on funding if there's a non-profit organization that would organize the debt from a color trust, you know, to
the
elders?
The only thing I would see is we're separating ourselves more. That there wouldn't be any effect. My understanding of the articles of incorporation that was put together is so the elders can receive funding?
Yeah, directly.
Okay. Directly.
Directly. Akkaluk can look for money, And the regional elders would look for money, like the borough could look for money for us. They can't unless we have this organization. When other organizations look at the proposals, it looks like, you know, funneled through things, but if the elders organization signs it, it's from the organization of elders seeking money, and it can come directly there. Akaluk will still function however way it decides to function. And this way, it kind of spreads our ability to get money from other places other than just Akaluk. Akaluk has $198,000. We can only use the interest and not touch the principal. And in that way, it sort of limits what we can do right now until it grows, you know, until the money grows. But there's lots of work that we still need to do that the elders could have a hand on for other work that we can do. Not to try to take over anything from Akaluk, but also to help Akaluk from other sources.
I guess my point wasn't that trying to take away money from resources.
Yeah.
My only concern is that a nonprofit, given another nonprofit funding share.
I don't know about the fine points of that.
Whether it's legal or not. Yeah. I mean, if the state law says you cannot, then you know, then the elders will not be able to buy the money out of that kind of trust fund.
Well, probably most of it. I don't know what percent of it goes where, because we don't have that kind of report from Akaluk Trust. But I know a portion of it goes to scholarship.
I know. From Akaluk Trust Fund, because of your nonprofit status, and the state law says you cannot, then you would not.
Well, why did Manila transfer monies over to Akaluk this fall? Then they're a nonprofit organization.
So that must
be legal if they were able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All we had to do in order for that to occur is to get approval from the state of Alaska.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the state of Alaska funds $73,000.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we had a good accounting set up,
mm-hmm.
We were incorporated, you know, those kind of things, they checked out, all that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to transfer, they're going to transfer. We haven't received any of the $73,000 yet, but that's how it was done,
uh-huh.
through a memorandum of agreement.
Mm-hmm. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think there might be a little bit of confusion there, because many of us are not... Our older people are not very familiar with incorporation or with bylaws. The state government and also the federal government cannot recognize an organization unless it's incorporated or it has bylaws. So that is the reason why many organizations receive funding from the government, because they're incorporated or have bylaws. And that's the same setup we're trying to put together for Upper Kobuk Elder to receive Ilisalvik Camp. They cannot receive Ilisalvik Camp unless they're incorporated or have bylaws. That is the only way that the state will recognize them. So that's the thing that's being set up here, is your reason why you're getting incorporated. And you can receive funding from any person or any organization, whether it be nonprofit or profit, just as long as you do have an agreement between from your organization to whatever organization you're receiving funding from. But the main thing that that the state or the feds do not see is that you don't exist until you're incorporated. Unless somebody recognizes you on paper that you are an organization. Even though we recognize you here in our region as a body, the state does not really recognize you because you're not incorporated and you don't have any bylaws. And there's no way, as I mentioned earlier, that we could turn over Elie Salvat Camp to the Upper Kobuk elders. It's because they're not incorporated. The state does not recognize them.
Mr. Chairman, one more question.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah, Walter.
Since you're now incorporating as a Northwest Elders, Arctic Elders Council, then what happens to Inupiaq Inuksak? Does it dissolve or what?
It's still the heart of the program. Inupiaq Inuksak, by its own definition, encompasses all of our life, every area of our life, because that's how Inupiaq Inuksak is. And our Inupiaq values are the heart of the things that we work on. It we can't do away with it. We'd cease to be Inupiaq if we did that. But we can't. Inupiaq Inuksak is the heart, and I think we might be talking about two other things. You might be thinking of the Inupiaq Inuksak program that's in the books here, and I'm talking about Inupiaq Inuksak as the traditional philosophy of our people that governs everything that we do.
My understanding is that Inupiaq Inuksak is part of the elders.
It is. It's our life.
But you're creating another council here.
It doesn't matter, Walter, if they have two, three organizations. This is just.
I guess my concern is that if you're going to do that, you're basically trying to dissolve Roberts. But Roberts.
No.
No.
I mean, that's what it
no.
looks like. It's,
it may look like that, but in the all that's happening is that we're just trying to get the federal government and the state government to recognize this group here. You already have a Kalup Trust Fund that's already organized. Well, that these people have not been organized yet, even though they have to us.
Even
the
though
federal
we've been
government,
functioning.
The state government does not recognize them because they're not incorporated, nor do they have bylaws. It doesn't matter, it's still the same thing. The Inupiaq Inuksak program, Robert of Kalup Trust Fund, will still exist, no matter what.
In one of our meetings, we recognized the Akhaluk Trust, and we gave our full support of it. And that's the way it is. We'll always support it. But but the work that we do can be funded from many other places, from Akhaluk Trust, or from other places where we write proposals to. It's a big job. If that's all Marie did, write proposals, it's a full-time job. But this summer, when she had to work at Sivunirvik and be in charge of that whole thing, she didn't have time to go out looking for money. That's the way the job is. It takes many people, much dedication, to make all the things that should be happening among our life to make our quality of life better according to our Inupiaq Inuksak.
Thank you. Before you guys came in, I just said to the floor that I said, feel free to speak whatever helpful thing that you may have for us. So feel free to speak. Anyone? Okay, you next.
Thank you, Alfred. The only concern I have, and Will, you know, I work for you, and I think all of us in here feel that way. I was with Manila when the Regional Elders Council was first coming together as this group, as this council. After your first Elders Conference in 1978, we started realizing us younger people, we have to rely on you to provide us, you know, guidance and direction, and that's how this Regional Elders Council came about. at one of the first meetings, we talked about should you incorporate, should you become, like a Nilalmi corporation, like this. And the decision at that time was we'd rely on the organizations that already exist. Because of Inupiaq Lhtcasaq, we all adopted the philosophy of Inupiaq Lhtcasaq at Manila, at Nana, the school district at that time. And then when the borough incorporated in 86, the borough had adopted the same philosophy, the Inupiaq Lhtcasaq. And it was our responsibility, the leaders of the different organizations, to make sure that we fund and do what you want us to do. And that worked out fine. I know it's harder and harder for us to get funding to try to take care of our needs in the region. All of us are experiencing that. With the Sivanirli camp, the reason why Manila thought they couldn't do it is because the state cut their funding from $140,000 to $73,000. And we know it's going to get harder for everybody. But the only concern I wanted to raise, as the executive director of the Akaluk Trust, what you want me to do in regards to Inupiaq Lhtcasaq. But the concern I have is that going to separate us more? I'm not talking about how we work together. I'm not talking about the Inupiaq Lhtcasaq program. But will it make it tougher for us to try to get funding? The Akaluk Trust, just like Manila, were incorporated already. And, I know the borough is a government on its own. I don't know. That's the only question I had when I got this copy yesterday afternoon, trying to understand what would this mean in the future. I want us to get more money to be able to take care of the needs of this region, but would that cause any confusion? I don't know. Maybe you guys talked about that. Because Akaluk office will be submitting proposals. I would always feel I have to come here to get the elders' approval, for programs, mm-hmm. for the Inupiaq Lhtcasaq program. That's how Robert showed us, and that's what we'll continue to do. But I just wondered about that, after I'd read this. I don't know what the discussions were when this was being put together, and that's the only concern I have. And I think all of us in here, especially as younger people, are wanting to do what you feel we have to do to take care of our needs in this region. Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, Chuck?
Mr. Chairman, I think part of the problem is the fact that the idea of incorporating the regional elders was discussed, at least among certain employees of the borough and Nana and Manila, prior to the incorporation of the Robert Akaluk Nulan Trust Fund, and during the time it was being discussed, and these articles of incorporation had been made available, the Akaluk Nulan Trust Fund had established, and so I think that's created some of the confusion that created some of the questions that people like Walter are asking. Even though some of you had indicated that it's a good idea, and it still is, it's something that that needs to be discussed and needs to be done. For too long, I think, even though our regional elders council was organized, it had not been formally recognized, and this incorporation would do that. It would formally recognize you, and you would elevate your status, and that's, and that's been one of our objectives, is to elevate the status of our elders, primarily our regional elders council. It can go two ways, in my opinion. You can either pursue the incorporation of the regional elders as a body, or what you can do also, I think, is utilize the Robert Akaluk Nulan Trust Incorporation and its bylaws, but perhaps request that you as a regional elders council be the board of that organization, of that nonprofit organization. That would give you, that would do two things. That would recognize you, give you a formal recognition, and would also make you available to receive funds as one. In other words, you regional elders council would be responsible for the Robert Apaluk Nulan Trust Fund, Inupiaq Litpuseit, Sibuniyuvik, and there could be other programs in the future, perhaps the Tribal Doctor Program. And so I think the purpose is to just introduce that to you today, have you think about it, and when you leave here today, many of us from NANA and the Bureau and Manila will continue talking about that to figure out whether or not some of these other things that I mentioned are possibilities for you in the future. But I think the other idea is to get many of our traditional type programs under your auspices, under your supervision, under your guidance. And that's the ultimate goal here.
Thank you, Chuck. Charlie?
I don't know if this was going to be formally acted on upon right now, but I'm speaking personally. I got some concerns about this because if you think back originally, the purpose of putting together the elders was we wanted to tap forth from the wisdom and knowledge that you have. And all of that is in your head. Nothing's on a piece of paper. And my only concern is that even without this paper, NANA formally recognizes the elders. That's why we have an annual budget of over $200,000 a year to support the NANA regional elders. And there are some areas within the line item that we probably need to change around to make this council more effective. But I wouldn't disagree with people saying that, you know, this probably will be necessary. But the only purpose of this, I think, is to have the state and federal formally recognize you. That's the only purpose. But even though they don't recognize you, the organizations within this region do recognize, formally recognize you as a governing body. And I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons about this, and I think there's need to be more thought about, you know, what would, is it really needed and why? And that's my own personal concern, is that, you know, the original concept of pulling the traditional, the elders together was to tap into the wisdom and knowledge, and all of that is in your head. And for you to start being run by a piece of paper saying that, you know, in some ways it will help financially because there will be other, you know, there will be some more mechanisms for you to obtain funding. But if there's any other decision that needs to be made by this council, you'll have to go to this piece of paper saying, how can we do it? This is the only way how we can do it. That's my only concern, is that sure, it's good, but I think the elders should not worry about funding, period, because NANA will fund you annually. It's just a matter of putting the line items. We're putting more money in terms of to the line items that we do have on our current budget. That's the only concern I have, is that, you know, it potentially can restrict you from doing things traditionally and not being governed by a piece of paper that shows you how you can vote and what you can do this, but because the knowledge and wisdom that you have is in your head and you should use that and not have to rely on a piece of paper in terms of telling you how and what to do it and when to do it. So that's only concern. But you know, we, I hope, I don't know if you were gonna pass this today, but I think more discussions need to be done on this.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, Minnie?
Yeah. I want to say a few things. If I hurt your feelings, excuse me, because my mind is not all there. But I wanted to tell the elders, Tokanani Okodi Lau Kipsi Ilipsi Upa Region Elders Nipironi, when our people here in Pasibi especially, we should think about it instead of saying tam na nakuwa na yang nakiga it naktak sa sunga kada sumatigi ralaglu agayu tikunlu sumatigi lugu pigupta ilan agayu timta sama nakulukto kun sibun na kaya kariga tigut nagasuli uko balgo ng rodun ubanan at kutlu berlu manilak lu pinasun rutin na iglagoti lang na katigut let them plan something buki plan no rang na galak tut ilang kangak sima pengi cutuk ari na sagbi di balok kok to dun uwa picha mit daw ruminga tema okakrak tut te kalak tut akubok te sama isumati lu kanok nakuro kun plan no dik patigut da na uwa subdut in nak pahit dara bisu khati tu ihu mau ki ut ilokesa ikan ti lu ibu ut utokana ni kang silgu jaksoni uba abruminga kanuta abruminga sibun nafsat pada ta na anget ti gup ti amna ihu mati lu sibun nafsat I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Minnie. And she's right, too. She's right. Anybody else?
I would like to speak, please.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think this is the kind of thing that the elders have to work with, not only the elders, but our staff. About a year ago, we wanted to go to Kivalina. We still would like to go there. But when we have our village report, Kivalina really requested us, begged us to come over. And be supportive, and we've been wanting to go there, and we haven't been there yet, and it has to do with financial responsibility and our inability to gather more money so we could meet over there and give them support. There are other things too. When we want to meet, that is postponed for one reason or another. Because the staff say they're not quite ready, they're waiting for this and they're waiting for that. We really appreciate the support of the organizations, but there are some things in the wisdom of the elders too that they feel they need to support other things, and those are the things that we also have to think about. Otherwise, people just start talking behind other people, and this brings this out in the open where we can discuss it. And we have differences sometimes, but I think we're usually supportive of each other, and in order to try to alleviate some of the problems that we've been encountering and some of our frustrations, this also was brought out.
Thank you, Rachel. I would like to ask Bertha Jennings to speak at this time, please. Whatever you have in your mind, bring it out.
Thank you, Papa. When we were with Kasibu Elders Council, we asked Rick Early, who is a lawyer, to meet with us. It took about a year and a half. Finally, the last three meetings, we met with all of the elders that want to come and people in Kasibu, and we decided, okay, what kind of a bylaw do you want? Because Kotzebue really wanted to incorporate. And then the second meeting, we came up with the draft. Even on the third meeting when we met and they voted to incorporate, they still have changes, and we still have changes on those bylaws that we handed out, and some of them are still not corrected in some of our files. And they said they would have annual meeting in December with 1 month to 2 months notice before they meet. So it sort of ties it in, and there has to be like forms filled out if you want to become a member of Kotzebue Elders Council if you're 55 years and older. So we do have that document as an example from a village elders council. So far, I think maybe it's the growing pain of Manilak Association that it's been very difficult to try to exist with Ingrid Ulfasek with you as my right hand. When Manilak says, hey, wait a minute, there's really nothing we could do with the tribal doctors in administration, and yet we've been talking with the Regional Elders Council as a clearinghouse on two meetings now. Finally, the tribal doctors are together. And yet, when we talked to administration, they said, oh, we don't want no studies done for our people in our region. But I think there are two things we're trying to get done. Is how do we get ideas from you? And it gets tough to find out.
With tribal doctors program, with Inupiat Ulfasek program, and with elder services at the senior center. Ato asingi chomi uwaptikun ang eksenyaw si sama inilaytikput aglan iliptik ilipsi apkasakao si tenitoktok tenitok alangonayang ito. So I think what you're talking about is the decision that will rest on your shoulders, because we have many things that get in our way in trying to give you what you want. If you want our children to learn our language and learn survival skills, we really try to bring it to our children. But you'll have to find another way to bring organizations to support you, so that children will learn cultural skills and survival skills from you. I think it'll take a long time to find a solution, but we really need to keep talking. Like I said, Rick Early took a year and a half to come up with the bylaws, and it took the last three meetings before we really decided what should be in that document. So it takes a lot of planning. Minnie is right, it takes a lot of meetings. And it takes all of the heads that belong to the regional organizations, whether it's your lawyer in Nana, or the lawyer in Northwest Arctic Borough, or the lawyer we have in Manila as a nonprofit corporation under IRA Council. It has to take somebody that would know what we're saying yes on in your bylaws. And you really need to look at the options on a paper. But thanks.
Thank you, Bertha. Bertha, you just heard Rachel mention Kilvin. You have anything on that?
I know that I paid a ticket. We thought we were going to have a meeting in Kivalina, but for some reason, I think it might have been the whaling season. I don't know. Remember what it was, Oscar? Did Kivalina say they were going to be busy in May during whaling season?
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons.
Yeah, I didn't want any interruption on their time for subsistence hunting.
So many things got into that.
Yeah, thank you.
That really interfered.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I could respond to that. We had requested that too. Hannah had communicated twice to Kibalina after your last meeting, because you directed us to have your next meeting in Kibalina. At two different times, we've requested from Kibalina, when could we go there to have the regional elders council meeting, and both times it was Hunting. The village just felt it wasn't the right time to have the regional elders council meeting there, and that's why it wasn't held there. We still would like to do that. I know Hannah's been working to try to meet that wish, that direction from you. And if I could, I just would like to respond to what Rachel has said. You know, if there are things that we aren't doing, maybe what's happened is some of us are not, you know, really taking the elders' council direction serious enough. I think once in a while you guys need to scold us and tell us what we're not doing. You know, some of the things that Rachel had mentioned, I know have occurred. And I think all of us that are here, you know, the NANA president, the mayor of the borough, and Bertha's here from Manila, and we now have a new president at Manila. I think what we need to do is really take seriously what you want us to do. And if we're not doing it, you know, scold us and tell us, remember, this is what we agreed to do. I think that's what we have to start doing. Like Senator Enaway said when he came up here, we work together real good, but we're such nice people, it's hard for us sometimes to communicate some of the things that really need to be said. And I really appreciate what Rachel has said. And I think all of us that are working for you will take that seriously, that if you schedule a meeting, then we need to have that meeting. And if we say we're going to help you financially, then we need to take that responsibility and try to, you know, locate these funds to help the elders. Like maybe this discussion started of incorporating is because some of us have been just too slow or changing things in what you've been wanting. If that's occurring, then you know, that we need to be told that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah.
Yes, I've been in this organization position for a long time when I were in Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, non-profit organization. And I live with the per diem and the meeting fee all my life within 12 years. This organization that I work with, when I'm stormed in the between Kotzebue, Anchorage, and Fairbanks, and Barrow. Every day, when I lay out for the day, they give me a per diem. And this organization for the meeting fee, a day that we meet together and have a meeting in the day, we get the fee for it. I think that organization was very good that I worked with before. And I want to compare these organizations that impose the per diem in a meeting fee. Is there any bylaw that being implemented on those positions to pay per diem and meeting fee? When I considered myself unexpectedly without any lunch yesterday, I was on a meeting and without fee. I want the staff to reconsider this and think about it, whether this meeting would be something that be accounted for as a meeting. That's my question.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll try to get into that sometimes, maybe one year from now, because that's what you need to say. Okay, anybody else would like to add something to this? Okay, If not, let me say that we're going to be reorganizing after the new year again. And you are the ones that heard this. If we reorganize, there might be some new people taking your place. I'm going to go back to about 4 or 5 years when we first were getting into Ford Foundation. And then about a couple years ago, when they reorganized, they had about 6 new people come into this group who had no idea what Ford Foundation was about. So we really have to try to understand what this is. Okay, let me go back to when I first get this letter. Rachel sent me a copy, faxed it, and after I read it, I put it somewhere. I read it about 2 or 3 times, and I thought it was a pretty good idea, really good idea to have that. Getting new articles and bylaws. But the thing that bothered me was, well, I'm not worried, like somebody said, that don't worry about the money part. When Ford Foundation, in that letter, said that we have to, as elders, council, we have to think about middle generation. Middle generation, you people, that is not with us group yet. We have to. You're the ones that we have to try to help. And the school kids. So that's why at Norvik we started our middle generation group. And I think after thinking about it and trying something what the middle generation wanted to do, you know, we said we'll help you from that funding what the elders are going to get, and we'll try to buy you what you need for hunting or fishing, or if you would like to set a 10-frame camp, we can buy those things for you. We haven't bought anything yet for ourselves, Nervic elders. It's almost September 32. Almost September 30. So, when I read this, well, I might hurt your feelings a little bit, but something came up to me which I brought to the NANA board. I said, 3 people from NANA Borough lawyers signed their names, and we don't know who they are. I know David Case, met him a couple of times, and they don't know us. And I said to our staff and our lawyer, I said, I would like you guys to look at this and see if there's any wording or something that could be changed. I didn't say change it, just I said look at it. And they haven't got this yet. And I was also thinking about Manila. Maybe they have lawyers too. They should see this. They're working for people, for native people. School district, they're taking care of a whole bunch of kids. They might have also have a lawyer too. They could get together and
work this among themselves. There might be a few wordings that might be changed, you know, and we'll be willing to accept that, because at this time I don't have a desire to accept this, except table it. I would like for our people from NANA staff, a lawyer, or, you know, those people get together and look at this. Any questions? This is for us, for middle generation. This is for our kids. We're going to be gone, us that are sitting over here are going to be gone. So it's for you young people, this one. It's for your children, this paper. Thank you. We'll take a break at this time for lunch.
With our tribal doctors. Innale kanuk sabagu dilangat timitigun nanga isumaptigun. Kanyak da khali adigu sama ana video. Anakabaksuri sama 7 p.m. at the senior center A Yuwa digin. Kanyak da tinyak da ali Dr. Wilbur Huff. Canoli in Mexico and Africa. Savagu dilang at Nick Ilitur Ke Sahuni, Damisuli World Health Organization. Ikayom Matakaralo Hoting Nalulo Huta, Kisu Dilap Dig Nick in Yupeng Road, then Nahoting Lee Atochimuk Tinira Haluta with World Health Organization. With traditional elders council. Can you say your name and what you're doing in the village so they will meet you?
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Bridget Jones, Nathan Buckley, and I'm a tribal doctor over there. And I'm working with the people over there and helping them.
Louder, please.
Louder. I just started working couple years ago, so I'm new at this, and so I hope there's more younger people that need to go training with this and stuff like that, so they can learn our way, tribal doctor's way and stuff. So I'll try to encourage my others to those younger people to let them learn too.
My name is Stella Hensley, and I'm the tribal doctor, and I work here in Kotzebue. We travel to villages from October to June. And but I don't know how long I'll be working. I'm thinking about it.
My name is Cleve Shirey. I'm a physician from Brown University in Rhode Island, and I'm in Alaska for about 2.5 months to learn about the medical system here. And I'm here with Dr. Richards to learn about how there can be a better interface between psychiatry, which is what I work in, and Native practices.
Oh, I'm Bill Richards. I'm a doctor from Anchorage. Up here about once every 3 minutes. We had a very, we've been having a very good workshop with the tribal doctors. I'm trying to learn, and we're trying to figure out for younger people. Alberta and Rosella worked this morning on my toe that's been sore for about 6 months, and now it's feeling much better, so I'm very grateful. Thank you for letting us in.
I'm Luke Sampson. I work with Mayor Green at the borough, and also serve on the NANA board. I sat in yesterday listening to the tribal doctors, and it's real good to hear them. But I think the best thing about them is that they're still there. And I think we really need them up here, and we need to support them. We know many of our own people have depend on them. And one way or the other, I think all the organizations, NANA, Borough, Manila, need to work together to keep the tribal program going, whether it be under the elders, or whether it be under Manila, or under the Akaluk Trust Fund. So that's something that I think that the elders, Regional Elders Council, needs to keep in mind, and let that be one of your responsibilities, since it's something from our past that we don't want to lose it. And I'm thankful that they're all here.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Charlie Curtis. That's my name, Alistair. I'm not a tribal doctor. I'm with NANA, Regional Corporation.
Oh, Chris Stein, I work with Charlie Jones on the blood circulating system. Hopefully you like to get the bones later on, maybe something. Been working for many years, following that right time.
Uyuhochiahoma, that is my Yupik Eskimo name, originally from Bethel. And I've been working with the Yupik traditional intake process for South Central Foundation in Anchorage. I'm very interested in the Tribal Doctors Program and also Bertha Jennings Program here in your region, which is really an exciting program. You're far ahead than a lot of other regions. And we'll continue to network, and also with Bill Richards in developing a program in the Anchorage area, maybe even in the Bethel area. So thank you very much.
What do you call that? August 1969, with you came to what? And you saw the bullet. Sebab kalau saya yang mana uang nak siapa nak mula masih ini lah hanya saya dah suara ilan ilişimini diyor, işin mıksayakta, takı aldılar diyor. Ağzın ilan sabah ağaçak ama, kilim namutu peksik mi? Anlamada takti bu. Uva, tamna, ilyaklı.
I'm Jonas Remak. The only time I'm doctor is in your back stories and in your back stage.
My name is Clara Lee. I'm a woman. 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 Uba ilokata kinyo na kaktiwut vili salan sumarunga uba ukununa meri sila kiroti yun pirawme at amis sila kaksri ilgitu uba nubman na uba ni inyo na agbitit ni alas kami maani naka manda di sila naka kaslik agi yakpan hanok uba nutari kamo kinyo na agbitit kinyo nati nili tiliru ni nukat pek so kizri kuplu chance to kukfut man kizri nano sa sili snoko kukfut man kiluk tagay kuminyo ito kamo kuto wong tema ni nyo nara su prakto kuta kizri kuta kumaza kinyo nati ni bilisalani tamana uko tigi yuptigo iliso tigi yuptigo wong pinipeni Ami kepanani naku, kapnya nak sila uba, nuna mana angu jepan, uksu agi jepan, kanu ubi nyu nak sama sila sa, nutawu mako, kiri perutin ulo perutin, kiri rumiya sa, kamu gutu kiri pera rumiya sa, naga ka uksu jepan, iban dungi kubra kua rumiya sa. Dagrago minyay tsak ayak toko ni sulun. Taam ni sumatili yung magikot, kinunakti nung nangilyarok sa utok kanan. Kapyalat sumatabro yung nagko inyunasik, inyunasakot. Uwawot utok kanan ni inyong nakapte inyunasakot. Parilang sarilit para darikot uwa. Ilisaw sutigil ang sarilitin la para ikot uwa. Kanuro ni kanu fikseya sikpan tutikseya put kanu kunyum nara siba tamne sumati gilugo angil rodi raksari gikut tamne iliso tutiksa kanu kunyum nara mi kubwa ila nimi uksurpan manna nunabut nandibutunye kamilisi tuperuni miglarasa sumati gilatut tamanda sijung natikni bilitsan natikni Ubali ko sa madruming ali, noray kong madrumuna. At uwagay kap tiyo niliso ta at simigliw ka raroglong ilokanig ilisiman rin sa lakming aglan. Uko tigi raroglong ta at nasa tamungan utik palipat na liba. Gracias.
What happened?